This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And again, it's Bob Griswold, Robert Griswold, ready-made resources. We have been in business 25 years, and we do carry about 5,000 different preparedness products. I'm glad to talk with anybody about their needs as far as getting ready for difficult times. I will say this, having traveled the world extensively, I have seen people in deprivation. I've seen people offer to sell children and other things that have been extremely distressing as a Christian man to see the desperation a mother could get to, that she would be willing to trade off one of her family members for just enough to provide for the other family members. You know, as we have forsaken God in this nation, even now we see our stock market tanking. We see our dollar has lost, you know, in the last 90 some years, it's worth about 2 cents what it used to be worth. Everything that we used to rely on is being shaken, devalued, degraded, and we've been slowly boiled alive, and we don't even notice it at times. My next guest, we've talked to her before, and we were talking with Jamie earlier about everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and the deception that is coming on this world, it is already here, and it's going to increase. And unless you know your God, and unless you can recognize this deception, the Bible says that if it were even possible, the elect could be deceived. It's going to take people who know their God, who are in the Word, and pray, and understand the nature of spiritual warfare. And I know no one better that really can explain it, and she's been a great blessing in my life, than this lady, Sonda Allison, from Myrtle Ministry. Sonda, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Bob. It's so good to talk to you.
It is good. So I've got to talk to two of my favorite people today.
So, aww.
It's not like it's an interview. It's like it's like a conversation before, you know, just like a fireside, enjoying a cup of coffee with a dear friend and talking about the times in which we live. You know, As I was preparing for this, you know, I just was just overwhelmed with this spiritual deception and how it is incorporating itself into every aspect of human existence. Even our science is being corrupted spiritually. It's science that used to be, you know, empirical is now becoming spiritual. And I just see so many people buying these lies. I mean, just today I learned of a brother in the Lord. Just thinking he can divorce his wife because he doesn't like her anymore. And it's just like, what gives with this spiritual deception that is overcoming people? How invasive, as a person who deals with this, how invasive is this deception in the life of the individual and in the church today?
You know, it's astonishing. For listeners, we are genuinely friends, and we do talk about these things on a regular basis. So it is genuinely astonishing the dramatic rise and increase we've seen in this deception in such a short period of time. And you're right when you're setting this up, saying it's penetrating every area of our society. But, you know, it's a natural end when you brought up science. You know, when we hear some famous, incredibly well-respected Christians who are working in the scientific community talking about how they had an absolute shock moment when they heard some of the professors that they were working with tell them, no, you cannot, you're going to have to fight to not think that there's a God. You're not allowed to go to that. You have to stay on these. Well, that's immediately right there. You're shutting yourself off to truth.
And I know, if
you're setting it up up front that you're going to shut yourself off to truth, then we're going to come to any conclusion as long as it doesn't include a God that looks like the God of the Bible. That's going to take you down a very bad path, and it might not show up immediately, but it's ultimately going to get really bad. And I think we're seeing the fruit of that right now, especially how all of these different things are kind of lining up and converging all at the same time.
What are some of the things that you see that are lining up and converging right now that will dramatically affect not just the heathen out there, the unchurched, but me, myself, my family? What are some of those things that I have to be on the guard for and watch out for so that I do not fall prey to them?
Oh, what a great question. We are seeing this. It's so prevalent that it's almost hard to even begin the conversation. As I was doing some research and pulling things up, preparing for our conversation, excuse me, I pulled up just some of the things that I've written about, shared with clients, talked about in other areas. Here's a bit of the list. We've got the stuff going on in the government, which I know you talk about on a regular basis, and you might have covered some earlier in the broadcast today. But ultimately, this deception is all leading to the spiritual. They want you to believe that there is no supernatural power except what comes from the dark side. So we're seeing things such as the abortion that's continuing. Whether people want to admit this or think about it or not, it is a reality in the spiritual realm that it is child sacrifice. So we have to think about what is the number that I'm hearing now, that in the United States there's been over $1 billion at this point, if I'm remembering that correctly. It's many, many millions. So please give me grace if I got the number wrong, but it's many, many millions.
Yeah, I've heard 70 million children aborted.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, so I hope that's the correct number. But from God's point of view, it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. You're killing a child that was created and conceived, formed by his hand, that he says clearly in the Word of God. And that is blood spilled on the ground, and in the Word of God it talks about how the blood cries out from the ground. It doesn't stop crying out. The Bible tells us that the life is in the blood. So there's so much spiritual stuff going on with the taking of life, especially the taking of life of the innocent. So this has been continuing for a long, long time. And then we've got things that we're being attacked that people aren't even noticing. There's a really pretty, what's the word? It's a comprehensive article on shofarblast.org is a site that I would direct some of the listeners to, that the author wrote about a quote, children's clothing company that completely glorifies the occult mind control and pedophilia.
It's actually run by a major prominent celebrity.
Well, I don't know if it's run by a major celebrity, but Celine Dion just signed on to be their new spokesperson.
Okay, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So there's a really – the article is very good, and if you haven't read this, I highly recommend that you go to that, shofarblast.org, and you will see – demonic fashion, kids clothing company glorifies the occult, mind control, and pedophilia. It's just been in the last week, so it'll be one of the top articles that you can find. It documents the occult. It documents with some scripture, and it also gives you the actual commercial that Celine Dion just did. And it gives you several galleries that they put together in groups on subject matter so that you can see which images are pushing a particular idea or thought. This is I showed this to a friend of mine just recently, and she literally was gasping and putting her hand over her mouth going, oh, my gosh, it's so shocking that you can't believe it's real. And it's not a joke. It's real. This is what's happening. And what we have to understand is that this all goes back to the supernatural. There is a true supernatural realm. Salvation itself is a supernatural event and supernatural experience. But the world wants you to believe, because it's inspired by the Lord of Darkness himself, they want you to believe that there is no supernatural power except coming from the dark side, and that is one of the ultimate deceptions. So all at the same time, we're seeing clothing line pushed to children, we're seeing a rise in pedophilia, we're seeing mainstream media and news outlets talk about how it should be okay to be a pedophile, that we should have sympathy for pedophiles, that the law should be changed to include pedophiles. laws that we've seen in Canada that have been going in this direction, laws around the world that have been going in this direction, and the incredible rise that's all at the same time in the occult, spontaneous possession instances happening all over the globe and in the United States, the Catholic Church being inundated with so many requests for help with possession that they can't even meet the need. It's no coincidence that we're seeing all of these things merge at the same time. And we can stand here if we are willing to take a look through the Holy Spirit's power and see these things all converging, and the conversion point is not very far ahead of us. And it's not headed in a good direction. So we have to open our eyes to this, understand what we're dealing with, and understand that we were not left defenseless. So all of this is, you know, it's a long answer to the question that you asked, where are we seeing this and how do we prepare? We have to understand what supernatural spiritual warfare is and know that we were not left defenseless, understand what God gave us to protect ourselves and to not be caught unaware and be walking in it 24/7.
You know, as a person who's spent a lot of time in a gym, my younger years, I spent more time. You know, it is a lot like truth. If I wanted to get stronger, better, faster, I have to be willing to expose myself to a regimen of hardship. You know, in the scripture, and I want you to comment on this, if we are complacent or happy to be just a nominal Christian, we won't ever expect to see the glory of God revealed in our life. Spiritual warfare requires an effort that not just human effort, but we have to present ourselves to the Lord. And if we don't do that, we will be stuck as we accept one truth. If we stop at that truth, the Lord doesn't reveal anything else to us, does he?
Well, you know, there is something in Scripture that's called discipline. And we are told to not be infants of the Word, just taking in the milk of the Word. We are told that we are supposed to be continuously growing into maturehood. And that growth is not supposed to ever stop until we are removed from this planet, either by death or the second coming. So it's not something where you tick the box and you say, okay, I've done that, I'm going to go do other things. And how we become mature in the Lord is putting Him first, walking in holiness, walking in complete obedience, desiring and praying for the spiritual gifts to be manifest in us. We are supposed to be desiring for the Holy Spirit to be doing the mighty signs and wonders that the Acts church saw.
You know, I mentioned to Jamie.
And that doesn't happen through us if we're not willing to set ourselves aside and be willing vessels for the Holy Spirit's power and for God to do what He wants to do to demonstrate that power in the end of things.
We've got a break coming up. When we're back, I want you to discuss what I discussed with Jamie about the scripture, come out from among them. How do we do that as Christians?
Yes.
And we'll be back in just a minute, but I want you to talk on that.
Okay, we'll do.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again, this is Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, standing in for Daniel Bergman of New Mana Food. Anyhow, we were talking with Sonda Allison. You can find her on Facebook. And also her ministry is Myrtle Ministries. And I would say this. We do these programs to reach our brothers and sisters. We all are fighting the fight. We all take wounds now and then. We all struggle. And, you know, community is so important for the believer. Satan wants nothing better than to isolate you, to make you feel you're all there alone, standing, and no one is standing with you. Well, that is not the case. And, you know, Sonda, so many times we isolate ourselves by what we do. And when the scripture says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, how is that, how should we take that today in light of what we're seeing? How are some of the ways that a Christian should be conscious of coming out from among them and touching that which is not unclean?
Yeah, that's so great. And if people want to find me, since you brought that up, they can find me at myrtleministries.com. Myrtle Ministries, just like Myrtle Beach, myrtleministries.com. Yeah, we need to understand what the biblical model is. If we don't understand the biblical model, we're not going to know what's wrong. You know, it's been said that you have to be so familiar with Scripture that you know what the deception is when it presents itself. But if we don't know Scripture, that's not possible. And the Scripture you're talking about is 2 Corinthians 6:17. And he's talking about right there, just ahead of that in verse 16, or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God says, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among their midst and be separate, says the Lord. If we don't understand what they're doing, I'm sorry?
No, in your counseling of people, the issues that they face in life, how often is it because we're touching that which is unclean?
Oh, it's a part of the package.
it's a part of the package, but people don't usually realize that. And it's important to state at this point in the conversation, because of what you just brought up, I only deal with people who are strong believers. The people who come to me for ministry are very strong believers, but they have had profound spiritual things that they have not been able to get to stop. They've tried everything. They've gone to other places. They aren't allowed to talk about it in their church. They've, you know, it's been horrible. Some of my clients have had full-blown poltergeist activity in their home that they've not been able to stop. Some of my clients have been repeatedly attacked almost every night in their bed trying to sleep for years and have never been able to get it to stop.
So how does
we've got now UFOs, which is part of this conversation. We're now seeing all at the same time all this other stuff is happening, we're seeing a dramatic increase in UFO activity, sightings, experiences, and the agenda is becoming more increasingly clear. We just had the announcement from the DNA testing that they did on the Peruvian three-fingered mummies that is saying some of this is not human. Okay, well, we better understand real quick, what does the Bible tell us? The Bible tells us that there is a creator, that he is real. He's not a concept. The word of God is sharp, dividing even the bone from the marrow, right? So it's not about a view of the world or otherwise a worldview. It's understanding truth, and that's something we were talking about at the very beginning of our conversation. There has been a decision to not acknowledge or recognize truth. And once you do that, you're headed in a totally wrong direction. We've got to realize there are interdimensional beings. The Bible gives us the story. The Bible gives us Genesis 6 and talks about how this happened. We're seeing these things happen. Matthew 24 says deception, deception, deception over and over again. It says, I have at least four times in the first 20 verses of Matthew 24, it's using the word mislead, mislead, mislead. Don't be misled. So, you know, we have to understand that. It's understanding what the Bible means in salvation. Some of my clients have been active in their churches and dedicated to ministry all their lives, and yet when I ask them, when did you get saved? Tell me about when you got saved. They can't even point to a moment.
Mm.
So we have to sometimes go back and say, okay, let's make sure this is covered. Because if you haven't done that, you've got a much bigger problem.
Absolutely. You know, the Wesleys, they preached the gospel, and they weren't even saved until they met the Moravians, and the Moravians taught them about salvation, and they became a Christian. I mean, it was just, they're out there ministering. You know, speaking of these aliens, you know, we think some people, downplay the idea, but you can go on YouTube and watch a video where F-18 pilots, now these are solid rock guys, and they're videoing these things that are just flying at incredible speeds, making right-angle turns, and there's dozens of them. And we don't understand the spiritual incursion that is happening into this world right now. As the church has refused to be the gate that bars hell from entering this realm, and the church is basically saying, hey, open the gate, come on in, we welcome everybody, we are seeing a spiritual incursion into our realm. And that's why I was asking that question. Come out from among them and be separate. What do Christians do right now? What are some of the things that you're seeing repeatedly that people are doing, strong believers are doing, that are opening gates?
Yeah. And it falls under that deception heading, because a lot of people in churches, there are a lot of people in churches, and I've seen it many times, and I've encountered it in my ministry, where they have bought every single Harry Potter book.
Slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump making no bones about it as he warns that he will not sign a spending bill without border wall funding. Now, the president did sign the farm bill for $867 billion, which just reauthorized federal agriculture spending. Getting ready to travel for Christmas? Well, you're not alone, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
AAA says more than a third of Americans will be traveling for the holidays. They're anticipating a record-breaking 112.5 million travelers to take to the runways, roads, and rails between now and the 1st of January.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes loan options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Yes, it's Bob Griswold, Ready Made Resources, talking with Sonda Allison. I mean, these times go so quick between breaks, and I apologize. I apologize for any thing being cut off. But we were talking about what does the Christian do today to come out from among them? You know, I just read this quote. It says, as we approach Yeshua's return, spiritual warfare will increase to unprecedented levels. They give the scripture reference of Revelation 12, 7 through 17, which means we must be watchful and preserving. The good news is that together with Yeshua, we will have the ultimate victory. In the meantime, we will come under heavy fire from the enemy. And so it gives six things we need to be doing, which we'll talk about those. But, you know, Sonda, again, what do we do to recognize that which attacks us, and how do we come out from among it?
Right, and this is such an important question, so I hope our listeners will stick with us, because it's not something you can just answer in 2 seconds. But you're not going to be able to, what we were talking about is part of this conversation. You're not going to be able to recognize it if you don't know what Scripture says. So the first thing regarding this question is you have to wrap your head around and accept the fact
that there is such a thing as the supernatural. You have to recognize that, because this is what's going to come to deceive you. Okay? Matthew 24:24 talks about false Christs and false prophets arising. You have to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit to be able to figure that out and spot that. So the first thing you have to do is recognize that one of the things I love about Ellen Marzulli, he's called the Bible for many years the guidebook to the supernatural, and that is what it is. You were made, every one of you listening, were made to have a supernatural relationship. But you were made to have that relationship with the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, not the Lord of darkness. And you have to understand that, plug into that, take on the tools that he's given you with the weapons of our warfare in Galatians and 2 Corinthians, where it's talking about what we do to put on the armor of God. This is what you have to do to start understanding, okay, this is what's been given to us, and watching, okay, yeah, this changes things. When I start obeying the Lord, when I walk in holiness, when I walk in obedience, when I'm doing what he tells me to do to put on the full armor of God, now he's teaching me how to spot these things. Now I'm going to get an alert in my spirit when something is not right around me, and I can instantly start praying and say, wait a minute, Lord, protect me. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sensing something's not right. We have to be able to do that. We are not supposed to be babies that someone else is supposed to spot this for us. This is the calling for every single believer. And when I start working with my clients, they come in. Most of them have been so tormented from the things that they've endured that they're just like, just tell me what I need to do. And we usually see changes happen very quickly. And this is stuff that you can't force to happen on a human level.
Yes,
I have one client that was experiencing, that on a deep level. And within just a couple of weeks, he started getting less attacks. At night, he was getting nightly attacks from really powerful forces. He couldn't believe it. In just a few weeks, he was already seeing a difference after years of battling this stuff. So the supernatural is real. God trumps everything they've got. There's only one name at which all of the demonic forces must bow, and it's Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
You know, I ask a question, because the first time I heard this, I kind of scoffed at the idea, but our machines that we use today, our cell phones, our computers, and all the other electronic things we interface with, they really can be as Steve Quirl would say, the demon in the machine.
Yeah.
They can open us up to realms that we would never even think of. I mean, some people live by their cell phone. It's almost like they're possessed by it. And as I was asking that question, you know, come out from among them, how important is it that we do shut off those things from time to time, and as Jesus did, go out into the wilderness? And that doesn't necessarily mean out in the middle of the woods, but the wilderness meaning the electronic wilderness, and get alone with the Lord and turn that stuff off.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because you know what? This touches on another concept, that we don't like to think about how ugly our own sin is. We have a tendency to think that so-and-so's sin or the sin of Jeffrey Dahmer, oh, that's really, yeah, it is horrible. But we have to understand that
I'm guilty.
The supernatural sin is sin. And all of us have sinned. We only have the grace of God. It's a gift to us. And if we don't understand how sinful our own sin is, we don't understand the magnitude of the gift that has been given to us. So yeah, we have to be able to put that stuff down. The enemy loves to work through those things. We have addictions that are completely new now. It's not just an addiction to a substance. It's not just an addiction to food. Food is a huge addiction problem in the United States. We have a massive obesity problem in the United States. But yet we've got drug addiction. We've got all kinds of people in the Christian churches completely addicted to prescription meds. We've got people who are now addicted to telephones, the cell phones that you were talking about, and all the apps and all on the phone, things that are alerting you. People want to hook up to everything. They want it to tell them their heart rate and give all of their personal information away. They're doing all of their social interaction on a computer so that they're losing their actual interpersonal skills and just doing things on a computer, which is false and doesn't give you a real representation of truth. Again, there's this barrier between us and truth.
You know, Sonia,
we have to really watch it and put it down and get quiet, like you said.
I love YouTube. I mean, it's YouTube University. I mean, I can watch things on science, history, literature. I mean, it's just it never ends. I mean, it's ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You can watch it forever, and it's not bad stuff in and of itself. I mean, learning about, you know, this battle or this machine or this technology or this part of history, or it's not bad stuff in itself. But I remember you counseled me on that. Turn it off. And I remember one night I was just going to flick a movie on, and it was actually a historic movie about a real life situation. And the Lord said, "I want to spend time with you. I want to talk with you." And all of a sudden my heart broke. It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm married to the Lord, and I'm not giving him his due time. I'm not spending time with him. I'm not being intimate with him. And I remember I turned that movie I was going to watch off. And for the next couple hours, I was just enraptured into his presence. And it's just the thing of turning off this stuff. You know, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I was reading even a quote by MacArthur here, and maybe we could respond to it. And then I want to talk about some other stuff. But it says here, all the forces of energy, here called the powers of heaven, which hold everything in space constant, will be dysfunctional. The heavenly bodies will careen helter-skelter through space. All navigation, whether stellar, solar, magnetic, gyroscopic, will be futile, because the stable reference points and uniform natural forces which have ceased to exist will become extremely unreliable. We're talking about the cosmos coming into disorder, and it's only the only thing, if that, there's any of that that's true, as we see that happening, the only thing that we will be able to ground ourselves onto is the Lord Jesus Christ, his word. And if we do not know him, you know, I can watch all kinds of good things. And then, like I said, in and of itself, the YouTube stuff I watch is educational. It's beneficial in that way. But it doesn't allow me to say, I love you, Jesus. I want to spend time with you, Jesus. Teach me your ways, Lord Jesus. Let me commune with you. Sup with me. It doesn't do that. And until we get to that point that says, I want to do that, I want that. You know, I've been married 32 years, and there's times even in 30-some years of marriage, my wife and I will just sit there and maybe put on some just background music and just talk and grow strong together again. If we didn't do that, the forces of darkness today are destroying marriage after marriage after marriage. But in those times when we're just very close like that, the love is renewed, the bonds are strengthened, and that is so true with our walk with Jesus. He longs to spend time with us. He longs to walk with us on the Emmaus Road when their hearts burned within them. You know, he longs that. And there's so much of the elements of this world that can drown that out. Good things. But they drowned it out. You get a comment on that?
Yeah, anything can become idolatry. You know, we have to recognize, well, for one, the church in the United States has become incredibly weak, generally speaking. And matter of fact, it was just in the last couple of weeks, I was in a prayer, intercessory prayer meeting with a couple of friends. And one of the things that the Lord said to me, I don't often say the Lord said, but this was something that was really clear. And we were praying for the country, and he said, they like their traditions more than they love me.
Mm.
We've gotten very comfortable. We've developed a unique tradition of what people think church is supposed to be in the United States. And it does not look like the biblical model.
No, it doesn't.
You are not supposed to go just tick a box and say, okay, we prayed for 30 seconds at the end of service. I don't have to pray the rest of this week, and that makes me a Christian. Really? Well, that's not what the Word of God says.
We'll be back. We'll be coming back. There's like six things I want to talk about when we get back from the break, because this is coming up on the end of the program. That happened so quick. But anyhow, we'll be back in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen. My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, we're back for the last segment. Sonda, we've got about 9 minutes, and I want to throw out some words to you here in relationship to becoming spiritually whole and the things that plague us. Repentance.
There, you can't even put enough value on that. It's so high on the priority that you can't have salvation without it. You have to be willing to repent. And
what does repent mean? Does it mean just say I'm sorry?
No. No. It would be a lot easier if that was the case, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
But no.
I love to sin. God loves to forgive, right?
Right. I have to turn away from it, turn around and say, no, I'm leaving that behind. I'm choosing to lay that down because God doesn't force us to do anything. Remember, there's free will. So he's not forcing you to do this. If you want salvation, you have to say, Lord, I'm laying this down. We are all born with the Lord of Darkness on the throne of our hearts because of the original sin. So I have to choose to remove the Lord of Darkness from the throne in my heart and say, Lord, I want you to reign in that place. And I'm going to leave all of this behind. I just want to be a vessel for you and what you've designed. He designed me. He knows what's going to make me happy better than I do.
For sure. I mean, what we think makes us happy many times is what brings us into bondage.
Exactly.
I mean, so repentance is absolutely, it is the gateway to all spiritual healing.
It's not only the gateway to spiritual healing, it's something that people don't often think about in spiritual warfare. We are supposed to walk in a state of repentance. It's not something you do once and then you're done. It's not something you do just because, okay, wow, we had a really rough time and I did something I shouldn't have done and I need to apologize to my spouse. It's walking in a state of repentance. Matter of fact, when I'm dealing with clients, it's something we do on a regular basis. I teach them to do it every day. There's not a day that goes by, generally speaking, unless I just forget one, that where I'm not repenting with the Lord, if
absolutely.
I'm saying I've done, I repent. It should be a state of being.
Okay.
That goes on.
Staying in community, believers being not just in a church where you go to church on Sunday, but actually having believers that are spiritual, mature around you, hold you accountable, edifying one another, encouraging one another till we see, as we see that day approach. How important is it to have those people around you rather than, you know, hey, did you see the football game last night? How important is staying in community with those type of believers?
Super important, because even in psychology, they've done experiments about what happens when you get someone alone and their ability to defend themselves. You have a tendency to start questioning, but when you've got a group where everybody knows the same thing, it's harder to get someone to change your opinion. So there's a psychological aspect to the same principle, but the Word of God talks about the body of Yeshua. And we are all a piece, and no piece is more important than another piece. But we're all a part of that, the finger, the eye, the nose, the arm. And we have to function together, or we aren't even recognizing our own value to the whole.
Okay.
So in order for me to live out my calling, whatever that may be, I have to be connected to the body.
Staying in the Word. I mean, daily, consuming God's Word.
Yes. It's the spiritual food. It's also, you know, we make references to the washing of the water of the Word. There's a cleansing aspect, a sanitizing aspect that keeps we want to renew the mind with the Word of God. If we aren't staying in the Word of God, we're not going to be prepared. We're not going to be able to spot the deception. We're not going to be able to defend against spiritual and supernatural attack. The Holy Spirit can't flow through us as much. It's the whole thing. We want to do the whole thing, and it shouldn't be forced upon us, which was kind of tied to the last segment. I shouldn't be saying, hopefully the listeners aren't saying this, but it's a very common thing. It's a secret thought. Well, I don't want to have to pray. I hate praying. Really? Then maybe you haven't met the Savior. In Hebrew, he's called the Goel, G-O-E-L. The Goel means our kinsman redeemer. The kinsman redeemer, recognizing all of your debts, all of the things that you've done wrong, he receives you into his own family and takes upon himself all of your debt. So if we don't recognize how sinful our own sin is, we're not going to recognize the magnitude of the gift that's been given, and we're going to minimize spending time with him. He's not a concept. It's not just some force that's out in the universe. God has personhood. Yeshua is a person.
Anybody who's ever been in love should know what it is to walk with Jesus. And, you know, in this earthly realm, love can wax and wane. But once you've seen the Savior, I mean, the disciples were gladly willing to lay down their lives for the love of Jesus.
That's,
I mean,
right. And you and I both know. I know what I've been redeemed from.
Yes.
I know the gift that I've been given. And there's only one appropriate response, and it's for me to say, I will love you and serve you the rest of my life. You have been so good to me, and I don't deserve it.
My heart burns within
me. So it's not forcing us to pray. We should want to pray. We should want to spend that alone time that you were talking about when you had that wonderful experience and he just healed your heart. We can all have that, and it's better than any drug.
Absolutely.
If we'll just tap into it and do what he's told us, it's good. It's not a bad thing. It's not a misery. It's a pleasure and a privilege.
The confession of our mouth, speaking the word,
yes.
How important is that?
that's important on a lot of levels. First of all, it's part of salvation. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord, then you shall be saved. But it's also important on another level. It's part of our spiritual warfare. We don't even recognize how often we're cursing ourselves or cursing others. And the Lord talks about speech and words that come out of our mouths, and that we'll be called to account for those words. And we have to learn in maturity to be very careful about the words that come out of our mouths and what they mean. Then there's a third aspect, is that the way God made the human body to function, we've had a tremendous amount of research now that shows what effect there is on the body with the words that you say. When I say, for instance, oh, I can't go to service this weekend. Oh, this cold's been horrible. I know I'm not going to be able to get up in the morning. My body and my brain just secreted a whole certain mix of chemicals.
Yes.
If, however, I say something else and say, well, you know what? I've been struggling with this cold for a few days, but I'm believing that God's going to give me the help, the strength to get up in the morning for service. I don't want to have to miss service. My brain and my body just secreted a completely different mix of chemicals that helps heal.
You know, I've heard people.
There's a reason God tells us to be careful of our speech.
Yeah, I've heard that it's a common phrase, and I just think about this when people say it so glibly. They go, "I'll be damned." Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what are you saying? Do you realize what you're saying when you say that? And you know, these confessions can come out of our mouth so easily, we don't even think about it. But it's like you said, it sets in course a range of action when we make those kind of confessions or you know, any kind of thing like that. The Bible says, I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, that I will sit with him in his throne, that I will rule and reign with him throughout eternity. And for me, as I start confessing that and Jesus comes into the reality of this is real, boy, it just changes everything.
And this is how we come out from among them.
Myrtle Ministries, right? They're coming to the end of the program.
MyrtleMinistries.com.
Love you, sister. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you too, man. Welcome.
Bye-bye.
To it.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.